This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The United States is warning entities in the Mediterranean against working with an Iranian-flagged oil tanker now sailing through the region after being freed from detention by Gibraltar. Brian Hooks, the State Department Special Representative for Iran, said the U.S. wants to ensure that the oil on the tanker is not used by Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps to fund its operation.
We have called upon all governments and the maritime community to deny passage of any Iranian oil tankers, to deny them docking privileges.
Iran's foreign minister said Iran was being noncommittal about the eventual destination of the oil because, he said, the United States illegally tries to bully others from purchasing their oil. Maritime trackers believe the tanker is headed to the Greek port of Kalamata, arriving next Sunday, but Athens says it has not received any requests for the tanker to dock there. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro confirmed on Tuesday that his government is talking to senior officials of the United States under the authority of President Trump. Maduro said the secret talks had long been taking place between high officials in his government and the Trump administration. The Associated Press reported over the weekend that the U.S. has made secret contact with Socialist Party boss as close allies of Maduro's inner circle seek guarantees they won't face prosecution for alleged abuses and crimes if they see to growing demands to remove him. Trump repeated Tuesday that the U.S. government is helping Venezuela so that the country resolves its political and financial crisis, which he attributed to socialism. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app from here in Washington. This is VOA News. President Trump says the U.S. is very far from a recession, even as forecasters point to warning signs that the world's biggest economy is slowing.
I think the word recession is a word that's inappropriate because it's just a word that certain people in the media are trying to build up because they'd love to see a recession. We're very far from a recession. In fact, if the Fed would do its job, I think we'd have a tremendous spurt of growth.
Trump said he is considering tax law changes to put more money in the hands of Americans, perhaps cutting the payroll taxes that all U.S. workers pay to fund pensions for older workers and retirees, and the manner in which investors' capital gains are taxed. More than 80 migrants are back on dry land after nearly 20 days at sea after Italy seized their Spanish charity rescue ship. The migrants left the open arms vessel and are on Italy's Lampedusa island. The open arms spent the last 19 days anchored in the Mediterranean with sight of the Italian island, while Italy's hardline interior minister, Matteo Salvini, had refused to let the ship dock. Spain is sending the Navy ship to Lampedusa to help care for the migrants and escort them to the open-arms vessel back to a Spanish island. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he is concerned about the number of short-range missile tests North Korea has launched in recent weeks, disagreeing with President Trump, who has shrugged off their importance. North Korea has carried out 6 short-range ballistic missile tests since late last month, with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un saying they were in response to ongoing joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises that North Korea considers as a threat to its existence. Pompeo also is reported as saying that the United States and North Korea haven't gotten back to the negotiating table as quickly as the U.S. had hoped to continue the nuclear weapons talks. Italian Premier Giuseppe Conte announced his resignation Tuesday, blaming his decision to end his 14-month-old populist government on the rebellious and politically ambitious Deputy Prime Minister Matteo Salvini. The coalition included 2 rivals, the anti-establishment Five Star Movement and Salvini, anti-migrant right-wing League Party. Salvini is already pressing for a new election as soon as possible. And Sudan's pro-democracy movement and the army formed a joint ruling body, disbanding the military council that took power after the military ouster of longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.